Across the world, honeybee populations have been decimated, with some places losing up to 90% of their pollinators. So farmers are now trying to figure out other ways to pollinate crops like apples and blueberries. One way would be to increase the wild bee populations and keep them coming back to the field each year. On PEI, farmers here are ahead of the game when it comes to using the wild pollinators, and that was the topic of discussion for a conference recently held in Montague. Frank Drummond was part of that conference. He's a professor of pollination, ecology, and pest management from the University of Maine. And Drummond brought several graduate students with him to PEI to talk about efforts being made in Maine and how to motivate communities to think more about their bee populations. Island Morning's Lindsay Carroll went to Montague to speak with him about that very issue.
I'm Dr. Frank Drummond at the University of Maine.
Hi, I'm Eric Venturini. I'm a graduate student at the University of Maine.
I'm Courtney Collum. I am a PhD student in environmental anthropology at the University of Maine.
Hi, my name is Megan Leach. I'm a master's student at the University of Maine.
The honeybee is under so much stress. There's a lot of colony losses. We really have to take advantage of the natural resources of wild bees.
Looking for alternatives like native bees is a great way to basically provide insurance for crop pollination for a lot of these fruit farmers.
There's solitary bees, so ground nesting bees, leafcutter bees, which nest in wood blocks or trees, hollow stems, and there's also bumblebees.
Many researchers across the globe are looking at ways to enhance native bees and to try and make this natural resource more abundant, but also more reliable from year to year.
Well, you can provide plantings, so really wide diversity of flowers, which have nectar and pollen for the pollinators. You can provide nesting habitats, so you can make wood blocks or ground nesting.
It could also be something very simple, like just leaving some areas of your land that aren't very productive, leaving that to a diverse mix of flowering, what might be considered weeds, but might not be quite as invasive in your field and are actually providing a good food source.
There's also things that you can maybe stop yourself from doing. For example, if you are a conventional grower and you're spraying a pesticide, you want to try and do that when your crop's not in bloom, because that's when the bees are going to be on them. And you can certainly negatively impact the bee population.
It seems that blueberry growers on PEI are actually very innovative, and that's part of why we're here and really excited about this conference, is that PEI hasn't been able to import commercial honeybees like other provinces in Canada. And because of that, a lot of the blueberry growers have been innovating and experimenting with different ways to promote the native bee population, because it's really been a key source of pollination for them for at least 15 years. So they're doing a lot of things like putting in plantings and cutting some of your marginal forest land so that you have this continuing source of food from flowers for bees. I think there's a lot of innovation happening here in PEI that hopefully continues and hopefully we can learn from and maybe use as a model for places like Maine. But across the board, there's more that can be done. Farmers are very risk-averse, so they want to make sure something works before they really invest in it. But they're also, you know, willing to experiment. So I think over the next couple of years, we'll see more results from these small studies that growers on PEI have been doing, seeing if these cuttings are actually bringing in native bees, seeing if these plantings are attracting a lot of native bees, which I think they will.
One thing that many areas are looking into is trying to get municipalities involved by mowing fields or by planting pollinator plantings, also getting private companies involved. In Maine, we have an effort to get some of the landfill companies that dispose of our trash to actually cover the landfills with pollinator plantings so that those bees can build up and then flow across the landscape and benefit farmers. So I think we need to be thinking more along those kinds of lines, that it's a whole sort of village approach and not put all the responsibility on individual farmers, really.
I think it's a matter of time. It's certainly happening in communities. For example, in Maine, there's a partnership in Portland trying to plant little pollinator gardens. And a large part of what they're doing is really trying to get the word out and educate people about native bees. You know, it takes a village to raise a bee, I guess.
It's a movement that's building, and it's not where it needs to be yet, but it's starting to get a lot of attention in the media. Homeowners are starting to think, what can we plant in our yards? What can we not spray in our yards to help bees? But it's very small now, and there's much room for growth there.
what's needed is not so much mobilizing people, but trying to facilitate people, outreach to demonstrate what can be done. I think we're just on the cusp of it. It's actually a very exciting time.
What is the cost of you know, making these kinds of changes?
Seed is probably one of the biggest costs. Native wildflower seed is quite expensive. In the United States, the Natural Resource and Conservation Service provides cost shares to farmers to help defray the cost of not only buying seed and installing a planting, but even hiring a consultant to help you do so. There's other programs like that around as well.
I think it's important maybe that we don't think of these wild bees as a free resource. They're a natural resource. These wild native pollinators could actually contribute to that net profit. So I think we have to start thinking about more that way and really integrate these native bees into the economics of production. How much is it worth to have these bees there? And almost think of them as maybe a substitute for what's currently being invested for honeybees.
That was Frank Drummond, a professor at the University of Maine. And we also heard from University of Maine students Eric Venturini, Courtney Collum, and Megan Leach. They were speaking with Island Morning's Lindsay Carroll.